Beatrice Gaffney glanced about before she stepped off the train. After all this time, she prayed she was safe. She'd changed trains 3 times, waiting overnight in some towns, simply to ensure the trail went cold. Her trail. Until now, Beatrice did not know what it felt like to be wanted by the law. Well, that was a bit of an overreach. She wasn't wanted exactly, but she was certain she was being pursued. Unless she could change her identity, they would hound her until the day she died. It was the very reason she gave in and became a mail-order bride. Only now, she wasn't convinced it was the right thing to do. For one thing, she didn't know her groom. Second, just because she married and changed her name did not mean the people chasing her would stop looking for her. It wasn't her fault, despite what she was certain everyone would be saying. Horace had tried to... She didn't even want to think about it. She had to defend herself, but how was she to know the outcome? She shuddered at the memory. She'd hightailed it out of there and hurried to see her best friend. Meg agreed the only option was for Beatrice to leave town. After all, she hadn't meant to do it. He might have been vulgar and disgusting, but he didn't deserve what she did to him. She hurried home and packed a few essentials, then headed to the railway station. And now, here she was, standing on the platform of the Crimson Point railway station. She was about to endure a hasty marriage to a man she did not know. The memory of that fateful day still haunted her, and Beatrice was convinced it would for the rest of her days. Horace Thatcher was the most revolting man she'd ever met. He had groped at her one too many times, and the last time, she was determined not to let it continue. Except this time, she killed him. The station wasn't as busy as Beatrice had envisioned. Did that mean Crimson Point was a tiny backwater? She hoped not. What she really wanted was somewhere to blend in, not a place where everyone knew each other. Beatrice liked the busyness of where she'd come from. What she hadn't liked about Helena was Horace. He was supposed to be a coworker, but instead, he harassed her every moment she was at work until it became unbearable. "Excuse me, are you Beatrice Gaffney?" The stranger stood a good foot taller than her, forcing her to lift her head way back to see him properly. Beatrice swallowed. Was she going from one difficult situation to another? She honestly didn't know. How could she? She closed her eyes briefly, trying to decide if she needed to flee yet another man. Miss Gaffney. He frowned. "You've gone deathly white." He guided her to a wooden bench close to where they stood. Beatrice sighed as she sat and swallowed again. "I am Beatrice," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "You must be Mr. Harris." She extended her hand, and he reached out to take it. Beatrice expected him to be rough, but he was gentle. He covered her small hand with both of his large ones, then sat down beside her. "I am," he said. "Tyler Harris." He pulled his hat off his head then. "You appear unwell. Should we visit the doctor? His rooms are just..."
"I'm fine,"
she blurted out, far more forcefully than intended.